Too Much Rock Podcast number 298. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We start things off this week with a track by X-Hex. That is the Mary Timony new project. I named that song as How You Got That Girl, and that's on the new album Rips, which came out October 7th on Merge Records. That is a fantastic album. It's going to fit into your life every way imaginable, and it's probably the best album of the year. It's that serious. Pick that album up. You're really going to enjoy that. I got lots of good music for you this week. Kind of return to the Too Much Rock standard of no standard. Coming up next, a track from Lawrence Kansas's Black on Black. This song is called Butcher's Block.
To lose.
how can you not love that band? That is Stiff Middle Fingers with the song World's Biggest Guillotine. That's off the band's new album, Songs About Sucking, which is a great title. It just released September 23rd on the band's own label. You can find that on their Bandcamp site. The band started off as a cover band playing a lot of different band songs, and certainly you can hear some influences there. That album is all over the place. It's all originals, though some songs kind of sound a little Descendancy. That one definitely has some Descendants elements, but also some, I don't know, suicidal tendencies maybe, or I don't know. There's lots of things happening there, and I like it a lot. It's a very fun album, and it's like, I don't know, 20 tracks in 20 minutes. So punk rock, man. Before that, we heard from Black on Black with the song Butcher's Block. That is from the band's album Firebrand. Just came out October 1st, self-release as well. So a couple of bands there from Lawrence, Kansas. Now you know what's going on in my neck of the woods. I didn't really plan it that way, though. It's not the way the podcast works. I don't plan things out. Nothing I want to hear or you want to hear or nothing, no themes. It's just every week I get new music, I listen to it, and then I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. Let's not talk about music. Let's just play it. Here's a track from Aloe Darling. The song is called Half Heart Necklace.
Yeah. weather to get wet. There's no place I'd rather be. Something holds me back. Is her look inviting me? Are ready to attack. High tide, low tide. When am I gonna get a ride? Ride across the water. Wanna meet someone's daughter. High tide, low tide. When am I gonna get a ride? Ride across the ocean. Wanna feel some emotion. Gonna make her wait. I'm confused but can't decide. Leaving it too late. Oh, high tide, low tide. When am I gonna get a ride? Ride across the water. Wanna meet someone's daughter. High tide, low tide. When am I gonna get a ride? Ride across the ocean.
Set there from bands from the UK. Starting that set off there with Allo Darlin with the song Half Heart Necklace. That is from the album We Came From the Same Place, released October 7th on Slumberland Records. Just a fantastic album. Every song on it is nearly perfect. The lyrics are sublime. And the band has expanded its palette there. Definitely not a twee band anymore. You heard some real rockin' happening in that song. Some great guitar solos throughout. So it's not going to be like just like you like Allo Darlin maybe from the last couple of albums. It's a different version, but probably even a better one. So give that album a listen and then give it like four more and listen to it with some headphones on. That'll help. You're really going to dig that one. There in the middle, we heard the Pop Guns with the song Long Way to Fall. That is one of the B-sides on the band's new Love Junkie 7-inch, which comes out October 14th on Matinee Records, a band from Brighton in the UK that disappeared for a very long time, but are now back. Caught them a couple months back at the Indie Tracks Festival in the UK, and they were wonderful. Put on a really good live show, and that song there definitely, welcome back, Pop Guns. It's good to hear from you again. And then we ended the set off there with another band that disappeared for a while, but we're glad to have back. That is the Vaselines with the song High Tide, Low Tide. That's on the band's new album, V for Vaselines, which came out September 29th on Rosary Music, a band from Glasgow there. Again, a very solid album there. Not quite as good as I think the last one, the kind of comeback album, but very solid and a very, very good album there. Well, I'm about out of time. Yeah, we'll talk about that in a second. So let's go ahead and get all the business out of the way. Let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 298. I have been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at TooMuchRock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on any of your favorite social media outlets, including Twitter, at SidMuchRock. Looking at the concert calendar, not a lot coming up that I'm going to be able to get to. On the 14th, Gaslight Anthem is playing at the Uptown. The 14th is also Temples at the Riot Room. The 17th, Shona Knife playing at the Record Bar, or Deicide playing at the Riot Room. On the 18th, Captured by Robots is playing at the Brick. The 21st, I'm going to see Tear at the Royale in Boston. Richard Thompson's playing the 22nd at the Folly. And the 26th, that is that Danzig tribute happening at the Record Bar. I think that's part of the normal Sunday series. From Sonic Spectrum. And then a little further out there, I see that I will be missing Harmar Superstar and Pizza Underground at the Record Bar on the 27th. But I haven't updated this concert calendar in so long because I'm just not around Kansas City enough to even pay attention. So I apologize. Let me get to that next week. I'll give you a whole bunch of concerts that you should probably be going to if you're in the Kansas City area. Let's go ahead. One track left. And you might look at the clock and say, gosh, it seems like the podcast just started. It must be a long track. And that's probably your cue to hide. Yep, we're going to end something with this week with some long, extended sort of folk metal thing. Yeah, I'm not sure how this works into the podcast and how that fits with Vaseline's and Popgun and Aloe Darling and, or XX or even Black on Black or Stiff Metal Fingers. Well, it doesn't. That's, I guess, the real answer there. But it fit into my music collection, and if it fits into my music collection, it's got to make its way to the podcast. Rules are rules. I'm going to play a track by Winterfelleth. The song I'm going to play is called Forsaken in Stone. It's on the band's new album, The Divination of Antiquity. Came out October 7th on Candlelight Records, a band from Manchester in England. A very heavily British sort of podcast today. Not sure how that happened. Anyway, this is a pretty good song. The album itself is long and epic. Doesn't have quite as much of the folk elements as I like, but it's a very solid album. If you like this track, you'll like the album, because it was hard for me to pick my favorite track because most of them sounded pretty similar, for better or worse. So anyway, let's wrap things up. Got one track here from you. This is Winterfelleth with the song Forsaken in Stone. Thank you very much for listening. We'll talk again next week.